God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So Monday morning, I was thinking about all the ice cream I ate on Saturday night. And I felt a little guilty about it. I ate more of it than I should have, and I knew it at the time, and I felt badly about it on Monday morning. It was what we sometimes call a guilty pleasure, something that we find joy in that we know we probably should not. You know, that's human nature. In Esther chapters 5 and 6, we read this part of Esther's story. Esther was a Jewish woman. She became queen, which did not grant her much power, to be honest. And her father figure, a man named Mordecai, was also a royal courtier in the palace or the courtyard of the king. Another man, the Bible calls him the Jews' enemy. He was an evil man. His name was Haman. Haman was offended that Mordecai did not bow down to him as others had because the king had promoted Haman. And it made him very, very angry. On the other hand, Haman was flattered and very, very joyful when he was invited to a personal banquet along with the king himself to Esther. Unbeknownst to Haman, Esther had invited Haman to the banquet in order to ask the king that the king would spare the life of Esther and all the Jewish people, because prior to this, Haman had also got the king's permission to destroy the Jewish nation, who were held somewhat hostage, captive, slave in the empire. The Bible says about this wicked Haman in chapter 5 of Esther, verse 9, "Then went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad countenance." Now, why is this? Because he'd been invited. His ego had been pandered to. "But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up, nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai." So he went straight from great joy to great anger. Later on, the Bible says that he went back to his house mourning, and it was for the reason that Mordecai was given a good turn, and the king wished to honor Mordecai. And this, of course, made Haman very, very unhappy. You know, you learn something from this, and that is never let your happiness depend on the misery of another. Now, Haman was a transparently wicked man, and Mordecai is shown to be a noble man in the story of Esther. But even if that were not true, there's just a danger that all of us face, and that is finding great pleasure in the misery of someone else. Someone has said that pride gets no joy out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man. And that is certainly true. It's true that I'm not proud because I have money, but because I have more than someone else. Or intelligence, but because I have more of it than someone else. Or favor, but just the fact that I have more favor than someone else. That is pride. And that's what Haman was governed by. He was governed by his own pride. When pride was, when it was stroked, he was joyful. When someone did not give him the respect he thought he should have, he went to his house mourning. That's pride. It's pride. And pride leads to destruction. It blinds a person. God was preparing Haman the entire time for destruction, and God was preparing to deliver the Jewish nation from the clutches of Haman and Mordecai from the clutches of Haman at the same time. You know, God will give a proud person just enough rope with which to hang themselves. And that's exactly what happened to Haman. He was a man who was so stuck on himself that he was hung on his own gallows, on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. We can thank God that there is more justice than the world can give, and that God is the one that knows you to your core. Today, don't find joy in the misery of others. Find joy in the fact that God knows you and that God cares.